Blog Talk Radio. Whoa, do y'all remember that one? That was on one of the, that was the second Shalamar album, I believe, and that was fun. We were having such a good time just discovering a new style, because that became, you know, Take That to the Bank was the first album, right? Well, they had the other thing with, you know, with the old Motown songs and stuff, but they really didn't get going until Take That to the Bank album with Leon Silvers got involved, and then on and on and on. It just continued to grow for Shalamar there. But that album when Howard Hewitt came, and 1979, when I got there and we did the Second Time Around album, that was a very different type of album. It was a different step into Solar, and it elevated Solar to golden platinum records at that point. And so that was the beginning of when Solar actually started selling records. And I mean, selling them big time. And so, and then that also is when we went in the studio and did And the Bee Goes On for the Whispers, and took them right to the same place, that same plateau of gold and platinum sales. And so when I say we, I'm talking about Leon Silvers as the producer and the leader, and then the Throwdown Brothers who supported him. We were the seasonings in the kitchen, right? So he was able to pull whatever he needed to do, whatever he needed to do. And what a blessing it was to be there with him. As he was pulling it all together, not knowing what the outcome was going to be, but just being ready to do your best and be your best and go for it. And he was primed after being with the Silvers all those years. He was primed for something very special to happen. And wow, it was an explosion at Solar when Leon Silvers took over and started being the producer for Dick Griffey. Dick Griffey made an incredible decision by hiring Leon Silvers to do that for Solar. And man, oh man, it was just music history after that. And we had such a wonderful time. It was such a wonderful opportunity for all of us. And we're so grateful. And I just want to say thank you to Leon Silvers for, you know, just, you know, blessing us with his incredible skills. And he did do us right, and we were all blessed and very happy to be a part of the sound of Los Angeles Records out in Los Angeles. Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. I want to make sure I say hello to all of our friends. Hey, Julian's back. Julian's back. She's back on the air now, and she got her technology together. And so welcome back, Julian. Much love, sweetheart. Be safe. I know she's traveling. She travels and listens to the show. And, you know, so we do appreciate you, sweetheart. Much love and God bless you. And you be safe out there. And I want to give a big shout out to Linda Martin for always just being so supportive, loving to Solar Records Radio, and just you know, so kind. I mean, we are so lucky that we have such wonderful people that hang out with us, and we are very appreciative of it. And I just want to make sure you guys know that, you know, it means the world to us. We don't take anything for granted. Give a shout out to all the people here at Solar that make Solar does what it does. And so thank you to you guys, Greg and Astrid and Don Fleming, Phoenix, who is down under. We're just waiting for him to come back up. but he's trying to figure out a way to, for technology to connect from there. He's wow. It's amazing what he's doing and where he is. And I'm just so proud of him. I hope he's good. So we're going to have some conversations today. We're going to talk about a little bit about what happened at Solar and how good it was and how difficult it was at times. when you just didn't know what to do and where you stood, and it was so many people that was coming around wanting to be a part of it. So we'll share a little bit of that, okay? So in the meantime, I just want to just allow everybody to tune in and become a part of the show and know what's going on here. And I'm going to talk to you. Like I said, give me a minute. We're going to also talk about our brothers and sisters that have come and gone and moved on to another realm. So much love, guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. And we're just going to have a good time. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was talking to Linda Carrier today and Dana Myers last night. Dana Myers, crazy. I had him and Jim Shiflett, who I'm trying to get on the show. Jim Shiflett was an amazing engineer that did a lot of work, not just for Dynasty, not just for Solar, but for the Silvers. He was very close to Mami, who was Leon Silvers' mom, and we could all call him Mami. And so they were really good friends. And when Leon and his brothers and sisters were young, Jim looked out for them and took care of them. And still to this day, Mommy's gone now, but he's still, you know, taking care of, you know, the kids and stuff. Like, you know, he promised her, I'll always look out for them. And so, you know, when they need to talk or they're going through something, Jim's right there. What a good brother. Anyway, guys, so let's get this Mustang moving on here on Solar Records Radio. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions or anything that you want to share, please send us a message here on Solar Records Radio through Messenger, or you can send it to Greg, and he'll send it to me. However you want to, you know, communicate, or you just put it on the link of the show, your question and stuff, and I'll do my best to answer your questions, okay? Thank you for what you do here at Solar Records Radio. This song is Mustang Moving On. We're going to feature Linda Carrier with Shelby here.
get my umbrella. I stopped in shock when I saw you with another fella. Oh wow.
Song, I just think, what a beautiful arrangement for such a young group. You know, I mean, they were very good at doing songs that seemed, as they got older, was so much mature. And then I remember they had the popcorn stuff and the really silly kiddie stuff, and then they just went from one extreme to the other. And so I guess, you know, that was a part of the writing skills of Leon Silvers, and, you know, and just putting these songs together for his family. What a beautiful blessing it was, I guess, you know, to be just called out of nowhere that, you know, you are going to be a songwriter. You are the oldest brother here, and you are going to be in charge, because Dad had left. Right. And it was all these brothers and sisters. But before Dad left, you know, Leon knew something was going on. His dad knew something was going on. His mom knew something was going on, because these kids could sing harmonies, and they did it so well. And next thing you know, they were on a TV show doing harmonies, and they were known for doing harmonies. But they didn't have a lead singer at the time. And so Leon started working with Edmund Silvers and developing him and making him the lead singer for the Silvers. And man, oh man, but they were, I mean, that's just a lot, you know, for to ask of a human, especially a young man, and for Leon to carry that. And he's carried it all his life. You know, his brothers and sisters were always around us when we got started with Solar. They were, you know, even though Leon wasn't in the group anymore because they kicked him out, They were tired of him bossing them around. They said, you got to go. You got to go, Joe. And so Leon was like, cool. And so Leon started Dynasty. And that's how Dynasty came into existence. He started, okay, I'll go put my own group together. And so there we were, Dynasty and Solar simultaneously. And Leon's like, well, I'll get these guys to play. And we did. And wow. What an adventure. But the Silvers had continued to come around, and next thing you know, they were writing with us and constantly. And then next thing you know, a few years later, we ended up doing an album on them, and it was their last album with Solar, and first album with Solar. And so that was, to me, a wonderful and a great album that we had the opportunity to work on. I do have a question here I want to get to. Astrid, if you're listening, never mind. I got the MP3. Thank you, dear. Let me see. Let's see here. I'm trying to get to these questions. All right. One of the questions was about my group, and want me to talk a little bit about William Shelby and Richard Randolph, Steve Shockley, on the songs you worked on, and the Carrie Lucas album, The Portrait of Carrie. And so basically, working with William Shelby was an honor, and it was a privilege. And I, you know, William was from back east like I was. Right? He was from Ohio, and I was a little further back east, which is in Philadelphia. And knowing that he was not from California when I got there, because I knew no one. I had no idea who anyone was. It was all I knew is that I was going to meet Leon Silvers and audition. And so I met Leon Silvers and auditioned. And that's how I started developing my relationship with Leon. And then Leon introduced me to Kevin Spencer, and I developed my relationship with him, and on, I started meeting William Shelby and all the guys, Lakeside, and everybody it just became, that was my new family. And so William Shelby was just a wonderful brother from Dayton, Ohio, and he was an amazing songwriter, obviously. And so Will did a lot of writing with Leon. He was, you know, sitting there with Leon at the house on right off of Dinker Avenue in Los Angeles, if anybody knows where that is. And we were working. I would sit there and listen to what they were doing and just thinking about what I would play. But William Shelby was a very kind, very soft-spoken man. He loved to dress. He was into fashion, and that was his thing. And he loved music and stuff. I just felt a warmness from William that, and I don't know if it was because I knew he was from back east, and I just felt like, okay, we're in this together. You're from back east and I'm from back east. We both don't know, you know, anything or anyone, but that wasn't true because Lakeside was there and that's who he grew up with. So he knew a lot of people, but I didn't think about that at the time. That was just my way of, you know, cuddling up to William and becoming really close to him. And also we were in the group Dynasty together. And so that was, you know, we were always together because of that. And then same with Richard Randolph. Richard was, the thing with Richard, he's the same. When I say the same, I mean he was in Dynasty as well. And he was recording with us in the studio. Not as much as William and I. But he started coming into the studio with us later, because initially Leon and was using Stephen Shockley, and Steve Shockley was the guy, and Leon really loved the way that Steve played. He loved his pocket, he loved his attitude, And Shelly was ready to learn and find out what it was that Leon was doing so he could apply that to Lakeside, right, as he was becoming the producer for Lakeside and the leader of Lakeside. And so Shockley was always with us. And so it was a very interesting time as we went in and we started working on Kerry Lucas's album. And for me, that's Dick Griffey's wife, for those who may not know. And Kerry Lucas, beautiful. God, I thought she was like a model. I'm like, my goodness. If I was older, I probably would have flirted. But she was so much older than me, right? I mean, and she was taller than me, but she was beautiful. I remember just looking at her. But it was always a very respectful thing, you know. And I just admire her. I admired her position. And so, and I respected it. And so just having the opportunity to work with her through Leon Silvers and Solar was a great opportunity for all of us because we were developing our skills at the time and just getting better and better. We didn't know what was going to happen. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know I was going to write one of her singles, which was Show Me Where You're Coming From. But, you know, I'm going to play you one of the songs that we did on her, speaking of William Shelby and his fashion. There's a song called Fashion that we did on her, I haven't played it in a long time, and so I do want to play it for you guys. But this was it was us coming into ourselves, and we were figuring out where we were going, and it was just a nice place to be. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity that Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey gave all of us to do this. So check this out here on Solar Records Radio. This is Fashion by Kerry Lucas. And we'll be right back to chop it up on Solar Records Radio.
Miles you wear I need.
My phone. Ring, 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 ring.
Okay, I was just trying to organize something here, and that was a beautiful song, and by Lakeside there. Wow, I love those guys and admire them and appreciate them very, very much. And that's what Steve Shockley was all about, was making sure that he got his team up to that level of, you know, that quality. And he says that Leon Silvers is his mentor. And that means he looked up to him and he learned a lot from him. And we're so blessed because of that. I was trying to get my brother on the line here, and we were having some difficulties, so I couldn't get him on. So, but let me just, you know, while he figures out his situation there, I'm going to talk to you about Grady Wilkinson. Now, Grady was an amazing keyboardist. He was really a blessing to the Whispers, amazing blessing to the Whispers. I knew him since I got to Los Angeles 1979, and him and Kurt was the drummer, and they were just an amazing team for the Whispers, and I just enjoyed watching those guys and learning from them as well, because they were already doing it. But Grady was he was writing, he was singing, he was more than just a musician in the background for the Whispers. He was one of the Whispers. He was like the sixth Beatle, right? He was the sixth Whisper there. He was actually singing, and he did even sing on the records and stuff. So, he is missed. We lost him a few years back, and I got to see him. He came to a concert in L.A., and we were backstage, and I saw him, and I was like, Grady, what's happening? And, man, he had just the most beautiful, his smile was so beautiful, and he was so kind. And so I will always remember that about him, how he really was just a beautiful human being, and his spirit was gorgeous. He, like I said, he was really a very talented musician. He did it well, and we are just so fortunate that we had the opportunity to worked with him, hang out with him. We didn't do a lot of recording together, and I don't understand why that is. I think it was more that Grady was the Whispers guy, right? So Leon had his team, and the Whispers had their team, and we would do like the Whispers up-tempo stuff, right? So most of our stuff was like on the A side, and they would do like the ballads and stuff. And you know, the Whispers had great ballads. Oh my goodness! And so they kept their style and their thing by doing the ballads that they were doing for years and years and years before they ever had like a real big hit. You know, they had okay success and things were going great for them, but they didn't hit until Leon got with them. And so, but it was, they had a second career. It was like a relaunching of their career once we started working with them, because they were not known for up-tempo hit songs. They were only known for lovely, amazing ballads. And then all of a sudden, they were, like on the dance charts, and they were just hitting hard. And so that was just really amazing. And they didn't even want like some of the songs that we were giving them, like And the Beat Goes On. And they were even having problems with my song, Keep On Loving Me. And with Keep On Loving Me, there's a part in there. It's like, hey, Scotty, what's that mean? And Scotty did not want that in there. He didn't. And then, so it's just like, how come you wouldn't want that in there when a couple of years before that, you did another song with the rap part in it. So it was just hard to understand, you know, the mentality behind it. But they were who they were, right? And their ears were, you know, and it is what it is. And sometimes you just don't know. You just don't know. And so the bottom line was Dick Griffey. So if Dick Griffey said, if it lays, it stays, that was it. End of story. And so no matter what anybody said. And so that's, but you know, they were kind of, they were a little rough. When it came down to convincing them of songs like It's a Love Thing, they were like, what's that Chinese song? Chinese song, the beginning of the song. And they were just so, they didn't understand, you know, because they were older and like we were young at that time. And so we were like pushing this new envelope. And that's why you need to be open to new ideas, even though, you know, it's okay to be who you are as well. But it's good to open up to others who may, you know, be able to bless you along the way. And that's exactly what, you know, Leon and Solar and we did for them, because they completely was not going in that direction at all. And so now, you know, we get to see them on stage enjoying the success of that music that we did on them. You know, now they have fun up-tempo songs that you know, they can celebrate, and so can their fans. And it's a beautiful thing for them. Before they didn't have any up-tempo songs before 79. I mean, not big hits. It was just, okay. You know, and it's kind of strange, right? You would think, okay, so if you don't have these type of songs that are, you know, you're blowing up the charts, you know, going up the charts with, then why are you so critical of people that are trying to give them
please revert to the balance floor.
Well, 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 I've had some crazier things go on, and, you know, technology does what it does. I had moved to a different studio to finish the show, but I got my brother Don Fleming on the line. What's up, Uncle Don?
What's going on?
Oh, man, nice to hear your voice, brother. Everything good for you? You sound so much better. Wow, I tell you, the other day when I talked to Don, he sounded like this. I was like, what? What? Is someone choking you?
Oh, my God. You know what? You know what? I am around 85% today. I would say a modest 85. Now, if I was bragging, probably 90. But I still have, you know, a little bit of the... that hoarseness, if that's the word, in my voice, but it's slowly coming back. Slowly
Amen.
But surely, like I said, I've been popping those little cough drops like they candy, so I'm good.
Yeah, you ODing on the cough drops? Okay, that's all good. Oh man, dude, I've just been sharing some stuff with the listeners before you came on in regards
right.
to how they are so hard and so critical about the songs that became their biggest hits. And, and I'll just basically say that sometimes, not to criticize them, because I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but this is just
right.
a lesson for anybody. As we get older, sometimes we don't see where technology is going. We're just used to doing what we do, and that's what's more comfortable for us. And so when you're presented with a different style of music or something you don't understand, and for them, in their defense, they were used to doing ballads before we got to them, right? It was all about ballads and mid-tempo songs, and they were great songs. I mean, they did good for them. They were making a living off of it, but they never had the success, of getting a gold or a platinum record until they ended up, working with Leon Silvers. And so,
right.
and so when we started doing stuff with them, with Leon's guidance and stuff, it was just totally different. And they were having a problem with it. They didn't like the stuff. They were like, "What?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this song?" They were having a problem with a lot of the stuff. Even my song, "Keep on Loving Me," they had a problem with. That the talk partner might, "Hey, Scotty, what's that mean?" And him doing the little jazzy ad lib, little scat thing that he did. He didn't.
People didn't like that.
People did
not like that.
No, the Whispers didn't like it.
Oh.
The Whispers.
One of the twins. I heard one of the twins got like a little temper. So. At least one of them didn't.
Yeah, well, everybody, people are entitled to be who they are. If you got, one may have a temper, one may not. It doesn't matter. What the problem really is that when you don't understand where the direction of the music is going and what's really
right.
good, sometimes you just sit back and just enjoy the ride, right? But some people will get up and say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And in reality, they don't know what they're talking about. But it ended up being a blessing in disguise that Dick Griffey made the final decision and said, no, we're going with this. We're going with And the Beat Goes On. We're going with Keep On Loving Me the Way It Is. We're going with In the Raw. We're going with these songs just the way that they are. We're not going to change them. So it ended up being very successful for them. And now they're on the stage celebrating who they are with that music. And it's just amazing, the road can appear to be one way, but yet it's really another way behind the scenes. And that's how it is for a lot of actors and stuff and actresses. I mean, just a lot of stuff goes on behind the scene that nobody has any clue what's going on. And so when you hear these stories about this, it's like, are you kidding me? They didn't like that. And now they get on stage, and this is what they do all the time. And so it's just amazing to me that this is what happens from that point to this point. And so, but I'm grateful that they were wise enough to say, okay, Dick, you're the boss. Because Leon was doing stuff like this. He recorded two different versions, the version that they like, and then he would record the version he likes. And he says, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play it for Dick and see what he likes. And they're like, okay, well, we don't like that. And then Dick was like, yep, we like that one.
and they would go. He would go with the one that Leon liked, and so they were like, "Okay, I guess you're the boss." And then next thing you know, bam, it's huge. So there's, you would think, you know, sometimes people would learn, okay, not to say, but they continue to do that throughout the whole time that we worked with them. It was always a pushback, but it was okay because they didn't understand. So when this stuff that, for me, as an older person, what a younger person tells me, no, I think your stuff is a little old. Try to add this to it or add this flavor to it. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen to that now because I want to make sure I don't, you know, do the same thing, you know. And it's not that I'm really trying to criticize somebody. I'm just telling the truth. That's all. I'm just saying, you know, we got to wake up, America. It's not just in music. It could be in anything, anything that you might be doing, not just America, but the world. We all need to pay attention and not be so caught up in what we think, but let's just kind of take a listen and see what else is going on and pay attention because we're not always right as much as we might think we are. So, so that's my spill for today. I just wanted to get it out there. I'll get some feedback. Somebody's going to call me and text me or email me. I know that's going to happen, but it's okay because I'm really just telling the truth. And the most important thing, is the truth. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. Also, did you know anything about Grady Wilkinson, the keyboard player who played background for the Whispers?
Yeah. What about him?
Well, you know, I mean, just do you have any stories about him or anything? Well, I was just sharing about how amazing he was for them. And, you know, he passed away in his early 60s with cancer and stuff. And, you know, that's a thing that happens to a lot of men, the prostate cancer. You know, we just kind of procrastinators. We don't want to go to the doctor and get our checkups and stuff. And just everything's going to be okay. And finally, when we can barely walk, we go to the doctor and it's like already at stage four, you know. So it's like, come on, guys. Dude, I mean, even Astrid was the one that she didn't even know she had a doctor's appointment. I mean, she didn't even think she had cancer. She just had an appointment because of the country, the way that they do with their medical situation, and she just went in for,
right,
you know, early testing and kind of found out that she had breast cancer. And had no clue. She's young. And so hopped on it right away, and she's good. Thank God, she's good to go. But that's what we have to do as men: go in, get that early detection, make sure you're okay, because you know we only got one life to live, you know.
Yep.
And so you know, it goes the same with what you're eating and what you're drinking and how you're doing and how you're living. Please, let's all try to take care of ourselves. We have one life to live, and yeah, let's do our best to be our best. Anyway, Don Fleming, anything else on your heart, man? Anything you want to share?
No, man. No, I'm just enjoying the show, and of course, every Friday you lay down a little bit of the wisdom as far as the history. Again, a lot of people, you know, don't really know these things, and you know, for you to bring it to the forefront every Friday, I mean, the way we do. It's just amazing, and keep up the great work, man, because I know you have books and books and books of this if you had a chance to write or whatnot. I know you got one. You got an audio book right now. For all the listeners out there just tuning in, man, can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, thank you. So my audio book is out right now on solarrecordsradio.com. SolarRecordsRadio.com. If you, it's a three-part series, and so the first part of my book is talking about, you know, me becoming a professional drummer, what it takes to become that. But it starts with the dream. It starts with me desire in my heart. It was like, oh, I want to do this, and then taking it from there to sharing with my parents, my support group, you know, hey, this is what I want to do. And then for them loving me through it and helping me to, you know, giving me the support that I needed to go out and get these machines and get the drums and stuff, and then go to music school as a young boy, and then end up in college behind it. Because I never thought I would go to college because I was a dyslexic and I was having so much problems with dyslexia. It gave me a lot of problems in school. But because of my desire to want to be a professional drummer, all the drummers that I admired went to college. So I thought I had to go to college too. So I went to college because of music. And I didn't mind fighting my brain and dealing with all of the chaos and stuff that I had to go through, because the desire to be a professional drummer was the most important thing. So the first part of my book is about that, and then the second part will be about, you know, once I got in Hollywood and I started recording all these records with, you know, the Whispers and Carrie Lucas and, you know, Janet Jackson and Will Smith and you know, on and on and on, so many different people. Oh, so many different people. It's crazy. And that's what the second part of the book is about. And then the third part of the book will be about how I was challenged in my walk with Christ, and how God protected me in the storm, and he took care of me and got mm-hmm. and blessed me. So and up to today, where I'm hanging out with Don Fleming and Greg and Astrid and and living on the farm. And so it's a beautiful story, I believe, that I want to share, and I hope that you enjoy it. It's sitting there, solarrecordsradio.com. Go into the store part of the website, and it's sitting. It's the first thing you get to, because it's the last thing I uploaded on the site. So thank you, Don, for allowing me to share that.
No doubt, man. Well, without further ado, you got a block? You got a good block?
I don't do better than you. I like your blocks.
You like?
Are you in the system?
I'm in. I'm just giving a quick second. I got to go to my other tab. But yeah.
Okay. I can start it. I can start it, and you can finish it. If that makes you happy, you can do the whole thing. Take it off. Man, I'm so happy you're back, man. Whatever you want, Don, you're the man.
I appreciate you checking up on me as far as the voice and everything. Like I said, I feel great. You know, I got, you know, getting, you know, my sleep, and, you know, my eyes aren't straining and hurting like they usually when I don't get sleep. Just actually, you know, getting up and, you know, getting on the treadmill and you know, doing my crunches and all of that stuff. So I feel great. And I want to thank, you know, those, you know, sending me texts and messages and like, hey, you doing good? You okay? And everything like, so I appreciate all the love and support. I am about 90%. I'll say 90%. I did say 85, kind of a 90, but I am kind of at 90% voice, not all the way there. You can probably tell little words and whatnot. It's so funny because when I'm in, you know, I work from home or whatever, and I do my calls and things like that. And, you know, it's funny that, you know, people kind of feel sorry for me. And I was like, you know, I apologize, yada, 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 you know. And they're like, oh, you poor baby. I said, I know, right? But no, it's all good again. I think, you know, people, the goodness in this earth, in this world, is that there are people who show empathy and sympathize with those who, you know, just think about people who are in worse off positions than I'm in. So again, there's people out there that still, you know, that still have compassion for their fellow man and woman. And I think that's a beautiful thing, man. And thank you guys. Thank you guys for, you know, keeping up with me. And of course, Wardell, thank you for checking up on me. So I really
I'm so grateful, and I'm so excited that you're back, brother. You sound so good. So go ahead on and do your block.
Well, you know
Hope
what?
This is better, Greg.
Without further ado, I guess, you know, you had played Midnight Star. You know, I always do the, for some reason, I get a kick out of doing the two versions of Here I Am and kind of get people in this mind craze to be like, which version is different? Now, it's not about which version is better. It's all about the different versions of Here I Am. You guys did it in Second Adventure. Midnight Star did it, actually, I guess, wrote it, and it was re-released. They never released it on the Standing Together album for some reason. Then re-released it on their remastered Standing Together album in 2010. So I'm guessing it was one of those things that, well, hey, Dynasty did his thing, so, you know, maybe we not work. Again, I don't know how that worked. I know you gave a great explanation of
how
that went down.
Let me tell you.
Okay. Talk a little bit about it. I'm going to go into Dynasty's version. Then I'll play Midnight Star's version. Then we'll come back. We'll come back after the two songs, and you can kind of elaborate a little bit more. But talk a little bit about the gist of it.
So the gist of it is simply that Midnight Star gave us a song that, you know, they probably thought, man, we should have did this on ourselves. This is a great song. You know, and you know, why do we give it to Dynasty? We could have did it on ourselves. And that's exactly how I feel, and members of Dynasty feel about all the songs that we gave the Whispers and Shalimar. We gave them some great hits. We could have had those for Dynasty. So, you know, my hat's off to Midnight Star. They did what they – I understand. I understand why they took the song and redid it themselves, you know. And so it's the crazy part is they sound exactly the same to me. It's just that you hear the difference in the voices. But, my goodness, no problem. I'm with you 100%, guys. When they were ready to do that, I mean, my hat's off to them. And I didn't even know they did it until you told me about it. That's the strangest thing.
You know, no clue. That is so good. You know, we got to get Reggie Calloway back on, man. He can definitely talk a little bit about it, man. But again, we got about another 30 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. It is celebrating, of course, getting ready for the weekend. And we do that by celebrating the legacy of Solar Records and the music, the artists, the stories, all that good stuff. Do you hear it in the background yet? Because for some reason I'm not hearing anything. Are we having any audio issues right now?
You know, there was something that happened to me earlier, and Greg told me so. I just hear your background music in the background. I don't hear the song
it's all good. I'm just refreshing. For some reason, I don't know, the internet's not down or anything. It's just every now and then it gets a little wonky. When I used to do my radio show, and they used to, you know, act up on it. I used to say the gremlins got into the mixer. So technically, the gremlins got into the mixer, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, man. And that's how technology is, and you just never know. So all kind of stuff happened. And look, we are really blessed because we are where we are, and still we could do this together, and we're in two different states, and, you know, people think we're together all the time.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I know. Absolutely.
I think that's amazing how we're able to kind of just have this cohesion, you know, and you know what, a lot of people, you know, they try to do it with the podcast and things like that. You know, a lot of folks do like the little split screen with the podcast and whatnot, mm-hmm. and that's a good deal. But the fact that, you know, we're playing music and you know.
Yeah, I've heard so many horror stories about that now. And I go, well, that's where I was trying to go. No, 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 no. I hear so many horror stories about you not being able to get the other person that they're interviewing on the camera, or their camera goes out. It's just a mess, and it's so it kind of messes up the story. But if you want me to, I'll try to start it if you need me to. Don?
Oh, no. Are you in your section? Go ahead and start off Dynasty, man. Here I am if you can. I'm here we go. There you go.
Here we go, yo.
Cue the line.
Thank you.
Well, that was both versions. That was both versions of Here I Am. What you just heard was a Midnight Stars version of Here I Am. Of course, before that, from the the second Adventure album, Dynasty. Of course, you know, Here I Am talking for the man. Here's the man himself, Wardell. Then, dude, what do you think? I mean, I'm still in amazement after I hear both versions.
Well, it's, you know, they're pretty much the same to me. I like I said, they're the same. Midnight Stars version is a tad slower, but it's a tad slower, but it's the same song, and by the same writers. And it, you know, it's amazing that Belinda, who's singing the female part, sounds just like Linda Carrier singing the female part in Dynasty's version. So I was just listening to it at the end. I'm ready, baby, here I am. I'm like, whoa. They sound just alike. And so, so that's, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, if Dynasty redid, you know, Anna B Goes On, In the Raw, Keep On Loving Me, and stuff, it sounds just like that. It sounds just like the Whispers, because that was Dynasty playing on all the records. So we would sound exactly the same. You know, all that stuff for Shalimar. Dynasty did all their songs. So that would just, all you just had to do is just change the voices. And so if we redid the songs, we wouldn't even need to re-record the music, because we did record the music. So it's kind of crazy. When I hear it, I go, "Is that Dynasty or is that Midnight Star? I can't tell the difference." Crazy.
And I guess that the person singing, if I'm not mistaken, is Melvin Gentry, for Midnight Star or Midnight Star's version. And to me, you know, who sang lead on Dynasty's version? Help me out.
Kevin,
yes. I'm like, I know Kevin, but it's like the name didn't pop out just off the top like that. But no, you hear Kevin's version, and then you hear Melvin, and it's like, it sounds kind of the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, like you said, there's a little slower groove on Midnight Stars version, but like I said, both versions are amazing to me. I want to go into, we got about another 16 minutes left, man, and now with your permission, I want to do a Solar inspired song. Of course, you know, not necessarily a Solar artist, but definitely influenced by, every now and then I like to come in and give like a Solar inspired, and technically it really is Solar, because it was from the Throwdown Brothers. And of course, you were part of the Throwdown Brothers. And this is a song that I love playing all the time, because it's one of my favorites from her album. And of course, you know who I'm talking about. Of course, the Visions album, Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1983. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny, it's interesting, because on Amazon Prime has one of my favorite shows growing up was Benson. And if you guys remember, there was an episode, I think in season 4 or season 5, but it's on Amazon Prime. It was a version, it was an episode that Gladys Knight and the Pips were on. And they performed Saved the Overtime for Me. And then later on, it was kind of common, because apparently Bubba and Benson were like hospital roommates or something. And he's like, yeah, you can sing it. I can get Gladys Knight to sing at our benefit, and yada, yada, yada. He's like, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pimps. Like, well, I know Bubba, you know, her brother. And but anyway, it's a great episode, man. I remember it, watching it in real time as a kid. But if you do have Amazon Prime and you're a fan of Benson, it has all of the seasons on Amazon Prime, so check it out. But anyway, I want to go ahead and go to one of my favorite songs on that album. I want to take you back to the Visions album, 1983. Of course, what you hear in the background, Gladys Knight and the Pips. My man, yours truly on the drums. This is called When You're Far Away.
You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, we're celebrating the legacy of Solar Records right here. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Turning you.
All right, Don.
Yes, yes. Classic, classic Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1983 from the Visions album, When You're Far Away. I had to hook that up, man. I love that. So I love that album. I had to say press play album. I know we got about 8 minutes left, and you are fulfilling a listener's request, right? You're about to.
Yes, sir. And, you know, and we were talking about my friend earlier. But before we go there, I just want to say to everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today and hanging out with us here at Soul Dot Records Radio. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., not 3 p.m., but 2 p.m., and especially for you people overseas in the U.K., because your time is getting ready to change, I believe. And I'm not sure if it changes to at 2 o'clock tonight or 2 o'clock tomorrow night, but I know your time is about to change. So our schedule is concrete tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Solar Wants to Dance will be on, and we'll be doing our thing. And so we just want to make sure you know that. And we appreciate you guys all tuning in, and thank you so much for, you know, just blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. I want to, in closing, play a song from Grady Wilkinson, who we were talking about earlier.
Wow.
And it happens to be one of our listeners, one of our beautiful listeners by the name of Julian, who loved Grady's music, and he wrote one of her favorite songs for the Whispers. So I will play that song just as a tribute to Grady, and also dedicated to Julian. So anything else,
yeah,
as you have anything else you want to share, my brother?
Man, again, thank you for helping me bring my voice back. You know, I like getting on the air and talking to the people and whatnot. But again, it's a slow process, but slowly but surely I'm getting back to 100%. And thank you for hanging out. Thank you for letting me hang out with you.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys be blessed and have a wonderful week, Solar Weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow here on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless. This song is by The Whispers, and it is called Welcome to My Dreams.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of made. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way?
All I need.